Tell it to a friend. And tell it to your friend's friend. And tell it to anyone that will hear, whose ears are open to hear what the Lord would say. Say unto them, come up with me to the house of the Lord. Come up with me to the mountain of God. Come up with me to the closet of prayer. For I say unto you, as I have said often, but continue to tell you, with all due diligence, that now is the time of birthing. Now is the time to come in to the fortress of prayer. Barricade yourself inside the walls of prayer. And put watchmen on the wall to fight against the enemy of distraction. For the baby is about to be born inside this fortress. A child of revival, an outpouring of revival. But I need all of the authority that you can muster through prayer and through fasting. Distraction and being less than laser focused is your greatest enemy at this time. Sickness, disease, poverty, strife, divisions, none of those equal anything that has the power to take you out of prayer or less than what you once were doing. Judge yourselves, saith the Spirit of the Lord. For I have said unto you often that only prayer and continuous prayer will birth this revival. So I say unto you, judge yourself of where you have been and where you're at and where you're going, says the Spirit of the Lord. Inside a room in this fortress, a baby is to be born. It is in the birth canal even now. But make no mistake, it can be aborted through distractions and through the cares of this life. It can be prolonged for many years. Understand that every prophecy given has always been contingent on whether or not you, my church, would do what I would ask and spend the time in intimacy and in prayer, saith the Spirit of the Lord. So grab a friend by the hand in the Spirit and a friend's friend, and as many as you can gather in encouraging them to say, let us go up to the Mount of God in prayer and spend the time. Anything that takes away, no matter how precious it is, as in person, or anything in this life, anything that takes you away from what I've asked you to do, is an enemy of this birthing, says the Spirit of the Lord. I have no plan B. I have no other place to go. I plead with those who are close enough in authority to birth it. If I could do it sovereignly, I would do it sovereignly and then pass it over to you. But I have no other way except through your authority and your birthing. Let the watchmen's on your wall be the directives of my Spirit. Some enemies have been let into your camp already, and you've treated them as a friend. You've greeted them as a friend because they disguise themselves in different ways. They were friendly. They may have seemed to be a blessing. They may have seemed to be prosperity. They may have seemed to be an addition to your life. But I say unto you that anything that shakes your hand or hugs your neck in persona and takes you away from a continuous life of prayer has a mask. Take off the mask through prayer and see what things are, says the Spirit of the Lord. Did I not say from the beginning in the blueprint prophecies that I would increase grace so that those who went in would all the more find opportunity to go in? And I would increase their desire so that their desire became unquenchable, could not be quenched beyond all things. And the joy of prayer would be the joy of their life. So I say to you, to my church here and my church listening, discern all things, evaluate all things. For the joy of these things, it will be announced as a bridegroom coming out to hold up a son that has been birthed to a family. A revival is to be birthed in this family, here, in this nation, and worldwide. And think not that I am not saying these same things, but in different manners to others across this nation, says the Spirit of the Lord, and around the world.